The title of the lesson this morning is Don't Be Discouraged. All of us get discouraged from time to time, especially as we face problems of various kinds. So how can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? We can keep our minds on the better world to come. In due time, if we reap a bountiful harvest of blessings, John wrote, "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Revelation 7 and verse 17. "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away," reads Revelation 21 and verse 4. There is a better place beyond the grave, and we need to keep our eyes focused on it. Peter said, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ," 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. "Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth," Paul said in Colossians 3 and verse 2. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Strive to bear up under trials and hardships. We should rejoice under the fiery trials. In 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13, we find this thought: "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Everyone will face a certain amount of adversity, some more than others. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, God also has set the one against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 14. Fiery trials can serve a good purpose. James wrote, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye shall fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." James 1 verses 2 through 4. We should let hardships become an aid rather than a hindrance. Paul said, "Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9. Paul suffered many hardships, yet he called them a light affliction. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. Paul could only do this by keeping his mind focused on the eternal glory that was to follow. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Continue in the faith no matter what life may bring. We can have victory through our faith. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." 1 John 5 and verse 4. We shouldn't doubt, but have faith. Peter said, "Lord, if it be thy will, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Matthew 14:28-31. Peter's faith wavered when he saw the strong waves. We may not walk on water, but we will walk through some tough situations in this life. If not now, just give it a while. If we focus on the waves of difficulties and hardships without looking to Jesus for help, we too will despair and sink. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Always look to Jesus. Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Even as Jesus spoke these words, he was in the shadow of death. Jesus knew that he was about to die a very excruciating and painful death. He was able to face it by looking at the joy that was to follow. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 12:2. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was, John 17:5. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Continue to hold to the truth no matter the cost. And whatsoever you do in word, that is teaching, or deed, that is practice, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, do all by his authority, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, Colossians 3:17. Whosoever transgresseth, that is to go beyond the bounds of, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, that's the teachings of Christ, has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into thy house. Neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. 2 John 9:11. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. John 8:31-32. We can never decide something through emotionalism or a what-if or hypothetical situation. Remember, all churches will have problems, and we must strive to deal with them the best we can through Scripture. Someone says, if only I could attend a church like the New Testament church. If that be the case, how about the church at Corinth? It too was a New Testament church. It had at least 10 major problems, and those brethren needed to deal with those and correct those things if they wished to be pleasing unto the Lord. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Strengthen ourselves in the Lord. David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, 1 Samuel 30:6. Think of the situation David and his men were in. Turn to 1 Samuel 30:1-5. If you'd like to follow along, we'll be reading from 1 Samuel 30:1-5. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. That's 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 through 5. How did David strengthen himself in the Lord? We're not told here, but we are in other places. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Psalms 18 and verse 6. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 9 reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, David said, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 9. David goes on to say in Psalms chapter 40, the first three verses, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and trust in the Lord. Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. If we are interested in strengthening ourselves in the Lord, we'll pray continuously and fervently. Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18, 1. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. James 5 and verse 13. Be careful for nothing, that is, don't worry, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 18 and verse 10. We should boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13, 6. How can we keep from losing heart or being discouraged? Turn to the Word for strength and comfort. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, 4. From the Old Testament, consider Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 28 through 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. All of us human beings have weaknesses, but God's power and strength never diminishes. He is never too tired and never too busy to listen and help. He is the source of our strength if we are His. When we feel all of life crushing us and we cannot go another step, we should remember we can call upon our Lord to renew our strength. Waiting upon the Lord, verse 31, is patiently relying on Him to give us strength. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3, verses 30 and 31. Let's consider Ezekiel chapter 37, the first 10 verses. If you care to follow along, we'll be reading Ezekiel chapter 37, beginning in verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them. And behold, there was very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will slay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. That's Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 10. Our God is able to give life to whole valleys of dry bones. God's purpose of the vision is stated in verses 11 through 14. Let's continue our reading. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 through 14. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now listen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in my own land, then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. That's Ezekiel 37. verses 1 through 14. Now let's consider Psalms chapter 23. The Psalms inspire, comfort, and encourage us just when we need a word from the Lord. If you care to follow along, we'll be reading from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The imagery of the psalm is a flock of sheep, gently and harmlessly feeding in fertile pastures. Under the care of a skillful, watchful, and tender shepherd, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. The consolations of the Lord are the still waters by which the saints are led. They are the streams which flow from the fountains of living waters. The valley of the shadow of death denotes the most severe and terrible affliction one could undergo. Yet I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Consider some passages from the New Testament. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Acts 20 and verse 32. Consider with me 1 Peter 5 verses 8 through 11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Peter 5, 8 through 11. Satan is the source of all evil and suffering. God is able to perfect, that is, mend or repair us and make us strong. Whatever pain we might have, the eternal God is the God of all comfort. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain help in time of need. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Consider with me Jude verse 24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The audience to whom Jude wrote was vulnerable to heresies and to temptations toward immoral living. Jude encouraged the believers to remain firm in their faith and trust in God's promises for their future. This was all the more important because they were living in a time of increased apostasy. We too are living in the last days much closer to the end than those who were the original readers of this letter. Although there is much iniquity around us, we need not be afraid or give up in despair. God is able to keep us from falling and to bring us into his presence and give us exceeding joy. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 through 17. In conclusion, disappointments, Discouragements and hardship will come. We need to be steadfast and unmovable. The eternal God is perfectly able to comfort. Someday we shall reap if we don't give up. Let us continue to strengthen ourselves in the Lord our God. If you have need to repent, Luke 13, verse 3, or have yet to been baptized into Christ, we ask you to come now as together we stand and sing.